Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, Long Beach, to another edition of Swoop's World right here at blogtalkradio.com. Swoop's World, where you get all you need to know about arts, culture, news, and happenings here in Long Beach. Our number, if you want to call in, is 917-889-7449. You can email us at swoopsworld@gmail.com. Follow us on Twitter and Facebook. Once again, you want to call in tonight, that number is 917-889-7449. Sit back and enjoy another edition of Swoop's World.
All right. Good night, all. Hello, all. Welcome to another episode of Swoop's World. You may have noticed that I'm not Swoop. Swoop will be here. Okay? So rest assured. And we got some cool guests on scheduled for tonight. Swoop is on his way. He's en route. Should be here any moment. So I'm going to introduce some of the people we do have tonight. First of all, we're going to have two musicians, Raspin and Rommel. We heard Raspin perform at First Fridays as part of a singer-songwriter gig that Michelle Mangione helped to organize. And I got to say, this guy's got a great voice, kind of a bluesy thing going on that I like a lot. And if you've been listening to the show recently, you've heard his song that we've been playing. So they'll be actually performing, once Swoop gets here with the correct mic, they'll be performing some live stuff for us. They got two guitars here, and they're ready to go. So all we're waiting for is the correct equipment to make that happen. So I want to thank and invite them here. And later in the show, we'll be having the LB Food Review guys. And there you go. You heard Chris and Taylor. They're both here. So it should be another good night. So that being said, I am going to kind of turn this over and do as we normally do. And invite Raspin and Rommel to kind of give us the lowdown on them and let us know who they are, what brought them to Long Beach or the general area. And then after we do that, we'll go to a break, and hopefully by then Swoop will be here with the correct equipment. So if Swoop's listening, drive faster. All right.
Okay. My name is Raspin Stewart, and I'm coming closer to the mic. And I'm here with a buddy of mine, Rommel. We're both singer-songwriters. We have a show coming up at Genghis Cohen on Monday, October 18th. We live in L.A., and we just did a show at Molly Malone's together, and there was a standing room only, which was very cool. We're recording a record for Rommel right now that's just going to be gorgeous. My website is raspin.com, and Rommel, take it away.
Hey there. How are you guys doing in Long Beach? My name is Rommel, and I'm here with Raspin Stewart. I'm so happy to be with you guys here tonight, and hopefully you get to like the songs that we're going to offer. They're sweet and sour political lullabies, and whatnot, and we're also pretty much into songs that pertain to the environment, both inside and outside.
Sounds good. All right. So we got Swoop here, and he's got all the correct equipment. So I'm going to go to a little break here. I'm going to play The Edge of Madness, which is, anybody who's been listening lately knows, is a Michelle Mangione song where she helped co-write. Well, I guess Grace Slick wrote the basics, and she put it all to track, and all the proceeds to the Grammy Museum for the sale of this song go to people in the Gulf. So, I can find it. Where'd it go? There it is. Edge of Madness coming at you. Heard this one before, and it's one of our favorites.
Who will heal our story? Who will see this hell? Who will bring us justice? Tell me, who will? At a railroad station in Baton Rouge, there's a train to Crescent City. Urban streets keep calling him back to a Cajun girl so pretty. Old men sit outside the bars, tell stories they can't forget. Songs fly up to the evening stars on distant clouds. Now he sees the sorrow and the anger of the crowd. She says, rise up for tomorrow. Stand together, cry out loud. Who will hear our story? Who will see this cell? Who will bring us justice? Tell me, who will? Who will soothe the sadness? Help us heal ourselves on the edge of madness. Tell me, who will? Flowers rot on balconies and sense change in the air. People dance to the Creole beat. There's magic everywhere.
Circle never ends. Hey, hey. one. Steps across the page. What are you gonna do?
Second there. Work for me. Let's make this work. There you are, Peter.
All right. All right. So we good?
Good.
All right.
And all right. That was Rasta Stewart. We do what
we do.
And before that, the Edge of Madness from Michelle Mangione and Grace Slick. And since I walked in late, Peter, I'll let you pick up where you left off, and I'm going to finish up a couple things here, and I'll rejoin you.
All right. So we got Swoops here, as you can hear. He's in the house.
Swoops in the house. All
right. And as I mentioned, we've got the LD Food Review guys. So that, I realized that that first song was Michelle Mangione, as I said, and then I tried to speak and forgot to hit the mute button, or the unmute button. And that second song, in case anybody was paying attention, was not Michelle Mangione. That was actually our guest tonight.
Yeah, Raph, you said that.
You said that. I know, but I just want to say, you know, one of my favorites. That's what I was saying earlier, to a muted telephone. He's good stuff, and he's here with us in the house tonight. So, Drew's working out the technical difficulties on the microphone. And until that happens, I'm going to turn over to Raspin. And we got a little invite or a little idea of where he's from and what he's doing. But let's learn a little bit more about you, Raspin. I know you got an interesting story because we spoke to you a little bit for anybody listening that first Friday. Tell us a little bit about what brought you to L.A. and Long Beach and what makes you want to perform.
Oh, that's because that's what I was supposed to do, and that's been since I've been 5 years old, been singing. What brought me to Los Angeles was music, and I did music for probably, I came here in 74, I was about 17, and I did music for about a year and a half or so, and then realized I accidentally started a magazine in 1981, which became very successful in Los Angeles, which took me away from music for 28 years. But I always did like little pet projects, like I represented Richie Havens for a minute, got him a record deal, worked with Al Kasha, who wrote There's Gotta Be a Morning After. I produced CCH Pounder's CD, which actually made it to the ballot for a spoken word Grammy, and Steve Harvey won. So, but that's good. She was in good. We were in good company.
Yeah.
Produced Glenn Campbell's granddaughter, Brittany Campbell. Produced this CD, which you're listening to. We Do What We Do with a friend of mine, Roger LaRock, and myself. And I had some great players. I got to meet Tata Vega, who's the voice of Shug. She did a lot of my backgrounds. And a European singer named Johnny Fiore, that is the theater songstress. She brought my nasty side to my life. Tata brought my spiritual side, because Tata does gospel too.
Okay.
Which brings me to Long Beach, because I know Tom Kidd, who knows Michelle, who knows Swoop, and they heard my CD and said, you have to play this first
Friday. So that's less than 6 degrees. Separation right there.
Right, right. Which now we have Romel, who's with us tonight.
4 degrees.
After retiring from the magazine business, which was about a year and a half ago, I decided to follow. To see, I love things that aren't supposed to work, and I love things.
You're
going to
fit right in with Swoop and I.
Yeah, well, and I love things that are challenged that make happen. And I was a publisher, so I decided I should stay as a publisher and not change my business card and become a music publisher, which I did. And I heard Romel sing one night at a club that I was singing in, and I fell in love with his music. And somehow he now is with the Boulevard Publishing Company, along with another friend of ours, J.D. Nash. We're taking him a little farther because I also own a small label called Paola Records, which will be on the Paola label when his record is done, which should probably be out mid-next year.
Ooh.
We just started recording.
Okay. Well, now, I have a question. It seems that it would have been really easy just to kind of – it sounds like you had a certain amount of success with the magazine.
No. Not a certain, a lot.
A lot.
Are we allowed to ask what magazine it is?
Boulevard Magazine.
Boulevard Magazine.
And then I also owned In Pasadena Magazine, In West Hollywood Magazine, In West Santa Monica Pasadena Boulevard. And then I started another publication called Gorgeous.
That is really awesome.
How does one accidentally start a magazine?
Because I was
at that. Yeah.
But the foundation publication was always Boulevard, and it hit rich, affluent women.
Okay.
And which put me into a wonderful market.
Sure.
Because nothing's better in life when you're like 18, 19, 20, 23, 20, 30, that you get to go to the finest restaurants, finest hotels. But it took a lot of work. That didn't come from not working.
Oh, absolutely. Well, then that takes me to my question. You worked hard.
Yeah.
You had great success.
Yeah.
And I was sure failing you there. You had great success.
Yeah. Thank
you. A lot of people at that point would say, I'm going to go live on the beach. I'm going to go whatever. I'm going to do anything but work hard. Now, what made you want to get back into something that you kind of left? Not necessarily altogether, but left, and now you're going to have to work hard, right? You want to...
Because if you think about it, while you're, noshing on a little piece of lobster or a bisque soup, you know, you're thinking about, boy, I really want to do my music. I just love that music. And there was always a good, great connection with my fans when I did step out to do the music part. So what do? I say, okay, 53 years old is not supposed to... You're supposed to start an artist career.
Right.
And I thought, well...
Or retire.
Well, no, I know people who retire at 35. But I'm far from retired because I
You don't seem retired at all. No. I mean, that's why I mentioned this. Cause it seems like a lot of people would take that route, and you're not.
No. What I'm doing now is I produce artists and I schlep songs. Well, before, I would produce magazines and schlep ads.
Right.
Okay. I like the schlepping song way better.
I like schlepping.
So, I just love it. And, we have this Genghis Cohen show Monday, October 18th, which I mentioned, and we just played together because Romel and I just started playing guitar like we're doing. It just felt so comfortable. And then we brought in J.D. Nash with us. And people seem to really like what we're doing.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, now, so Romello over here has been a bit quiet, so we'll put a little light on you now. And so you didn't tell us too much about yourself earlier. This is your moment. Talk to us.
Okay. My name is Romello Sakhan, and what can I say? I'm a Filipino vegan, but I can make exceptions for dogs.
Amount of style and as a great singer and the way they deliver something, where then you could take a song from either myself or like Romel or somebody else and marry those two together, the song writer with the song stylist. That's very cool, too.
Great. Well, what we're going to do is we're going to take a quick break, and then when we come back, maybe you might want to sing a song first.
Absolutely.
You're listening to Sweet Road on Blog Talk Radio. The number here is 917-889-7449 if you want to get in on the conversation. You can also join us in the chat line. We're here every Wednesday night at 9 o'clock, and you can follow us on Facebook, Twitter. If you want to send us an email, it's sweetsworld@gmail.com. Let's see, where do we want to go to? We want to tell you about a friend of Sweet Road right here.
On this week's Friends of Swoops World segment, we spotlight two local businesses, Alfred's English Gardens and Richco Gates. Kathy Alford of Alfred's English Gardens was recently chosen by the City of Long Beach Water Department to help educate homeowners about alternative low-water garden options. Visit the website and click on eSmart Gardens for case studies and photo galleries of gorgeous gardens in Long Beach. Go to www.kathyalford.com. Richco Gates. Richco is a local builder that specializes in locally handcrafted outdoor woodwork built specifically for each client. Richco believes in doing a great job and having fun in the process. He builds gates in a variety of styles. Check out the photo gallery at richcogates.com for more information. If you'd like to become a friend of Swoops World and have your business mentioned on our air, send us an email at swoopsworld@gmail.com. And back to our guests right after this.
I can hear myself.
So yeah, this is. Trying to wait for us to come back up.
There we go.
Yeah, there we go.
Loud and clear now.
Yeah, a little slow.
Run with it.
Real low. That's that one right there.
Yeah, no, it's coming loud and clear.
Okay, we got it?
We got it.
Very good.
Testing 1, 2. Oh, there you go. All right, we're going to try this again.
Getting a little bit of chop.
All right, let's make sure we got this without any kinks. And we're ready to go backup plan here. Ladies and gentlemen, right here on Swoops World Live, we have Raspin Stewart. What are you going to do for us, Raspin?
I'm going to do a song called Rumbling and Tumbling.
Rumbling and Tumbling.
Yeah. And somebody said it was a swampy song, whatever swampy means. Catfish are jumping, well, it's an impossibility. Someone has been rumbling and tumbling
You tell me lies and you hold me tight. We go rumbling, tumbling, rumbling, tumbling.
That's fantastic.
Good?
Yeah.
You guys play off each other really well.
We've only been playing shortly, like four. This will be our fourth set.
Really?
Yeah,
you wouldn't know it.
You know, if anybody who's listening, Rasmin.com, you can find his website there, and you can hear his music being looped at Starbucks.
That's very cool. And, I get. Can I talk?
Yeah,
oh, absolutely.
That's why
you're here, man.
We brought you here to keep quiet.
I love the Starbucks thing because I get like things from. They just added that song to the rotation. The first one was "We Do What We Do."
Okay.
I get things like from New York or New Orleans, lots from California, like up north and stuff.
Uh-huh.
So it's kind of fun.
There's another cool song that. I wasn't stuck all day, I was going to load it up is the hookah song.
Oh, the hookah?
Yeah. That song, too.
Yeah,
absolutely.
And there we go.
I like
it. So, I say that the hookah really is not a better one or hookah. It's really about the people. But I do want us all to vote that we can legalize.
Yes on 19.
Yes on 19. We started out so innocently. We learned to take what we need. Forgive us for our grievous death.
Songs sent it to us before first Friday. Oh, yeah. And I listened to several of them, and I had never listened to them.
Yes.
I recognized the title. Oh, we gotta play that.
are we talking about our friend Tom?
No, I was gonna be like,
that guy really does know everybody. Tom, I know you're listening.
New Orleans today.
Michelle's in New Orleans today.
That must be why.
Yeah, because Michelle's in New Orleans.
He's a very cool PR person.
Yeah.
He's been doing music a long time.
Yeah, he sure has. Yeah, and Michael Knight's back on the air.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he started today. He went back on the air today. I think it's because we were set up that day.
Anyway, and Michael Knight, we're not talking about the Gather Brothers Star Wars.
No.
My writer.
Yeah. Yes, in the Swiss World on blogtalkradio.com. We have Rasmus Stewart with us today.
Romel.
And we're going to go to a quick break and tell you about another friend of Soup's World. We're here every Wednesday night, 9 o'clock. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter. Hey, leave a comment for us. Send us an email, soupsworld@gmail.com. We'll be back and just shortly after this. Let's talk about Soupies.
Good thing you got here tonight.
Hey, gang, let me tell you about another friend of Soup's World. Well, this is one of the ones we've been telling you about since we came on the air, and that's Ink Piece. Ink Piece sells environmentally responsible ink and toner cartridges for printers and fax machines and copiers at prices from 30 to 70% below the major office stores. Now, we've been telling you that Ink Piece is located at 3636 Atlantic, and recently we've told you they've moved out of there. But they're still around, and we want you to still stop by and support Mark Hawkins and Ink Piece. They no longer have a storefront, but you can still get a hold of them. Ink Piece is headquartered in Long Beach, California, and it's the city's largest retailer of eco-friendly remanufactured ink and toner cartridges. The company's empty cartridge collection fundraising program with schools provides materials that are refurbished locally and produce a product that delivers the same quality print at up to half the price of major brand ink and toner for home users, schools, commercial businesses, and public institutions. You can visit their website, which is classroomrelief.com. You can give them a call at 562-912-4657, or you can email them at mark@inkpiece.com. If you're going to give us an email, anybody you know that's doing some good stuff in the area and wants to be a friend of Soup's World, send it to us at soupsworld@gmail.com. So give Mark a call, support Ink Piece, support Friends of Soup's World, and back to our show right after this. Hey, Swoop here, letting you know every one of our shows is archived, and you can find them all online. If you missed a show or one that you want to definitely hear again, you can find them. And where can you find them? You can find them right here on Blog Talk Radio under Swoop's World. You can find them at swoopsworld.com. You can find them for free on iTunes. You can subscribe to our RSS feed. You can go back and listen to who? John Nunn, Olympic medalist. Jack Smith, Academy Award winner. Grace Slick, rock and roll superstar. Michelle Mangione, Tom O'Keefe, you name it, we've had them, man. J. Ross Perelli. No, I mean, there's just so many people. I can't name them all. I'm sorry if I left somebody you love out. Go to swoopsworld.com, look at the list, go to blogtalkradio.com/swoopsworld. Just scroll on down, see what you got. But they're all archived, and they're all there for you, the Swoop's World listener, to go back and check out and listen to again. So check out our archives. Go back and re-listen to some shows that you've missed and some that you haven't heard, because they're there, and they're going to be there for in perpetuity, as they say. So check those out. Revisit them. And like I said, you can always subscribe to our RSS feed, or you can always subscribe to them on iTunes. Downloadable for free. And, hey, thanks for listening.
Americana
gave
us too.
And welcome back to the Swiss World. Hey, let you know that Raspin and Romel will be playing at Genghis Cohen on Monday night, the 18th, and that's at 740 North Fairfax in Los Angeles. Well, North Fairfax. Wow, that's kind of...
right by Melrose.
Yeah, that's by Melrose. And number there is 323-653-0640. And Raspin goes on at 8:30, and Romel goes on at 9 o'clock, huh?
I think so.
Look at that, man.
You think so, or you know?
Think so?
You should see Ray, too.
Ray Lane?
Yeah, he's got an unbelievable haunting voice. Unbelievable. His voice is like a wounded god.
Well, take the whole thing in, man. Ray goes on at 8, Raspin at 8:30, Romel at 9, and then P.D. Nash at 9:30, and make a night of it.
Yeah, and we're all going to intertwine each other by, playing on the same stage. I would prefer never to leave the stage because it's like the best place to be, except here, of course.
Well, let's give Romel, let's spotlight Romel. You got a tune for us, everybody?
Sure. Yeah. You want to come? So, one thing that I would like to share probably is the seed turned chocolate that I did. Would probably do some other stuff, depending on the time that we have here. Seeds Turn Chocolate is a song that I made sometime 2 months ago. It's for the disaster that struck the Gulf of Mexico, where you have the oil rig that exploded, claiming 11 lives. And I was thinking that I'm going to make this song, develop it, and then auction it on eBay. That was I don't know how brilliant that was.
That's when I stepped in.
Yes, we're still on the program though of developing the song and then making sure that get a good following before probably I auction my part so that I can give meaningful resource to those people who need it over in the Gulf here. Anyways, here it goes.
Magic, so catastrophic and greedy, symbiotic when police see they are cross, falling, needing, suffocating life like a sneaky seagull dying. Beep, beep, is the sound of thirsty monster, blood is rushing now with a fire on thunder. Old and moral vice, Massachusetts, poisoning the abortion, the illegal life, excuse and thought, to see me rising as we go on the can we double garbage at the stars and the moon? Beep, 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 the thirsty monster, blood rushing out in the fire on thunder. We'll rise again. Now this parasite is paradise. No, no. So we draw the lights up, then stop screaming, drill, baby, drill. Till we spill, baby, spill. Till we kill, baby, kill. When we drill, baby, drill. Say no more. Help me. no more.
Sound. Hey, Romel, do you have a website?
Yes, but it's unpronounceable in English.
you might want to think about that if you're going to be a performer around here. Just a thought, you know?
You know, for those people who like to make do something or get in touch with me, they can email me at rsacan, rsacan@gmail.com, and also I'm going to be playing around house to house if you'll invite me. Keep your dog, though.
I'll keep my dog tied up.
YouTube? Something on YouTube? Oh, yes. Eastern Chocolate, just Google that and then you can see it on YouTube.
Yeah. Very
cool. Also had a couple tunes in YouTube. Some are in English. one of them is called Spreading a Little Jihad of Kindness.
I'd like to, hear that.
Yeah,
we will. It'll be
on
a new record.
Nice.
There you go.
Nice.
Or come to the show.
No, I think Taylor and I are going to try to make it up.
Yeah,
that'd be cool.
Yeah,
cool.
That would definitely be cool. Yeah. Very cool.
There you go.
And Raspin, you're keeping track of this guy, huh?
Yeah.
So I'm selling his soul on eBay, so you.
Watch out for him, because.
You're worth a lot more than $100, man. Don't be selling them.
You're the one buying it.
Damn.
That's fantastic, man. You know, it's funny because we were lucky enough to meet you at First Fridays. We're, you know, Tom and told us you're going to be there, and you know, he gave us some songs in advance to play, and invited us out to come meet you, and you know, we were happy to meet you, and you sold yourself short. You said, oh yeah, I kind of messed around, I kind of got into this, I kind of got into that, and you know, the stuff you're doing is just amazing, and it's just fantastic, and the history behind what you've done, you know, up until this point is fantastic, and just so interesting, and really would just, I mean, we could do hours and hours with you just to hear your story and what you've been through all these years and where you go from here. It's just it's really cool.
I think what it is really I really love the fan thing. You know, I really love building those fans, and it's really about the fans. And now I'm calling them my little creatures. All my little creatures, and I love them. You know, they come in all different. The only thing I ask with everyone is that everything is done with love.
Yeah.
You know, and you can do anything you want to do as long as you do it with love. And anything. You want to hear another song?
Yeah, absolutely.
And then I'm going to get, if you'll be so kind to play, here's a great song too called L.A. That was the first song I recorded that I love.
Yeah.
This song is called Somewhere in Time. And I've been flying solo for so long now. Don't know if I'm lost or if I'm found. Travel and the dreams we dream now, and the truth of it is what it seems now. And somewhere in time, you'll find what after. There's always an answer. The world keeps spinning faster these days.
Travel
dreams we dream now. And the truth of it is, though it seems now,
like the Lay Lady Lay sound to kind of vibe to it.
Yeah.
My big breath in.
Yeah. Exactly.
And then we can rumble and tumble. And first let's smoke the hookah.
That was great. That was great.
Very cool, man.
Yeah. You guys play off each other
very well.
Thank you.
Yeah, like I said, it seems like you guys have been doing it for years. And as you said earlier in the show, it's just four or five times,
right?
Yeah.
Doesn't look like it. good little thing there.
Really
I'm
cool.
going to say a couple more things, and then we'll finish up with maybe a song with Romance.
Yeah, that's
great.
Right.
Yeah.
But what I love, what I'm trying to say to people, because I'll be 54 next Wednesday, October 20th.
All right.
And it's such a strange thing, because at 54, you never know when the flower is going to blossom, because it never blossoms before its time.
Yeah.
So for me to be doing this at 54, I find in life so many people who are older can fulfill their dreams, because with this new world order that's almost upon us, we really can do anything now. There's no more rules.
Right.
Everything that I was taught as a child seems to be wrong. I'm wondering, like, if in 53 years somebody's going to be sitting here and say, well, everything I was taught in 2010 is wrong. but this next song by Romel is a song called L.A., and I just love it because he's captured a vibe about what people come to Los Angeles for with their entertainment dreams, be you an actor, an actress, a musician, a playwright, a radio disc jockey, celebrity, the sidekick. Are you the sidekick?
I think technically I am.
And, now, tell me your name again.
Chris.
Taylor.
And Taylor, they're going to come up here in a little bit and talk about food, which I love food.
So do I. Can't you tell?
So you're going to bless us with the song you wrote called L.A.?
Sure. So, give a go in it. This is for Christmas Hap.
Yeah, baby. Go Doyers.
Yeah, go Doyers.
Who?
It's a tough year, man.
Doyers, baby!
L.A., here in L.A., a million dreams are raining, shooting for piece of red carpet missing, wasting all. In L.A., here in L.A., who recycles tears converging, intersecting, countless auditions crashing, disintegrating. Los Angeles, beauty courting the beast. Los Angeles, fallen angels fly to the valley, morning cutting the sky. In LA, here in LA, ooh, a million dreams swirling, pixelating, going round and round, dying long before drying on. In LA, LA, ooh, some dreamers sleeping with their nightmares naked, needles plunging, excavating souls. Los Angeles, beauty courting the beast. Los Angeles, meaning the least. The fallen angels fly to the valley, moaning, cursing the sky. Why? In LA, here in LA, where your blings are flashing, broken hearts, bleeding silicon angels fly with the devil escalating. In LA, here in LA, where success is asphyxiating, fatal, blinding, egos hyperventilating, overdosing on. Los Angeles, beauty crying to be. Just fly to the valley, morning cursing the sky. Hell is a tattoo seen when she bears it all, when she bears it all. In LA, here in LA, ooh, some dreamers keep on believing till the white screen surrenders, yielding. A billion dreamers all over the world, dreaming of LA, of LA, of LA, la 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 la.
Nice.
That's beautiful.
Well done. Good job.
Hey, great to play here.
It's great to have you here,
yeah,
man.
Amazing.
Very good. We've never actually had anybody perform live in here. And
you guys are the first guys to perform live.
Yeah, it's just wonderful.
Ah. In the studio.
In the studio.
That's what she
said. There we go, baby!
A really good book.
He's on a roll. I'm not waking up now.
Grab and grab a hold of that one right quick.
Oh, God. Well, you're listening to Swoops World on Blog Talk Radio. It's numbers here is 917-889-7449. Here every Wednesday night at 9 o'clock, and it's about 10:10 now. You've been listening to Raspin Stewart and Romel, who've been joining us tonight. And coming up next are Chris Livingston.
Hey, hey,
Liv.
Hey, baby.
Taylor Nelson from LB Food Review. We'll be back with you just shortly. We're going to take a quick break, play another song from Michelle Mangione. This is going to be called What is a Saint, if I can find it here in just a second. As always, I scroll down. There it is. Whoa, there we go. And be right back after this.
Are you ready
to be someone, to a stranger, of less fortune, would you offer up your smile just for the love of it? What is a saint to you? Are you willing to be nameless without shelter? Tell me, what is the same to you?
LB Food Review.
Hey.
Was that great, guys?
That was phenomenal.
That was friggin' awesome.
I am really excited to get out there this next Monday. You know?
Yeah.
Fun. I haven't been to any kind of
And it'll give us an opportunity to go and eat some where in LA?
Los Angeles.
Yeah, my brother brags about this place called Animal. It's a restaurant in the Fairfax district, as a matter of fact.
There's plenty to be done in Fairfax, man.
These guys just started a show. You know, they were on that show. Time out.
Okay, carry on.
multitasking. Not a good male. Males are not good. Except for my dad, because you're half a fag. But anyways, the truth of the matter is
long
here
as it wasn't the important half.
Is that, I mean, he had me. So it's got to be only half. you'd have to meet my dad to understand what I'm talking about. Like,
real handy with the turkey baster.
Yeah, apparently. Animal is this great restaurant. It's in the Fairfax. My brother said he's been there a couple of times. And what was awesome is that they did this YouTube video. And called Munchies.
Uh-huh.
They were going around to all their places in L.A. that they love to eat. And the cool thing was that they state on the Munchies show that L.A. is the center of the world as far as developing cuisine is concerned. They said, you know, that we have the classical types of culinary arts, such as French food or American Continental or barbecue, you know, whatever it is that you're looking for. But in L.A., we are starting to fuse many of these different kinds of foods together. I mean, let's
like
talk
Korean, about... Like Korean tacos off a truck?
Yeah, Korean tacos, yes. Or the truck that we went to that had Korean nachos, which had what the lady called Korean gnocchi on top of nacho cheese and pulled pork and onions, and that's in the video of us on YouTube, by the way. But yeah, we're tending to really get involved in our, you know, for years everybody talks about cities having one or another type of culinary experience, right? But what I find that is the coolest thing about the area that we live in is that we are really, I mean, Long Beach is called the international city. We really are a melting pot of culture, of experience, of love for an art and for arts itself. And I think that what we're coming at right now is that food doesn't have to, just because you're a trained chef, doesn't mean you have to be a French trained chef that serves French food in a French restaurant.
Right.
Let's take that French food and let's meld it with, you know, God only knows what, Spanish food or something else.
Well,
I think
Holy Moly hit the nail on the head when they came up with Papa's Nachos.
What are those? I have not had those.
French fries. French fried nachos.
They call them
Papa's nachos.
Okay. I thought you were saying Papa's nachos, like the old potatoes. Man, you know.
Get rid of the chip, throw some fries down.
Yeah.
Cheese.
Alberto's does those too.
He couldn't read his Spanish to English dictionary.
Sorry, it was a beautiful
rain.
I loved every second of it. Yeah.
Hey, Jay, Silent Bob has spoken.
You know, that's the thing about Taylor, is that he doesn't say much, but when he says it, he says
it.
He lets me spew the bullshit while he puts the... you know, the pertinent information.
No, I tell you what, I hated my 11th grade English teacher to death. I wished nothing but the worst on this woman, but she taught me one good thing that whole year, and that was economy of language. You've got a limited number of words to use, make them count.
And put them in a proper...
She probably just wanted me to shut the fuck up.
I can't imagine imagine anybody ever wanted
to. Oh, different time, my friend. A different time.
You're not quick mature on this.
Did we exceed our limit of the
fuck word? Oh, wait a minute. But I did remember, I must tell our audience that this is a mature show. Most of the time, if Taylor and I are on, because I have a problem with being able to filter out the F word.
The only time I have to say that. The views expressed on this show.
Yeah.
Not the views of Blog Talk Radio.
Have you seen Lewis Black, who is
yes.
up on that?
Yes, just watching the other. Not Lewis Black. He's not the guy I saw.
Well, there's another guy, Lewis Black. Lewis Black was invited to go and perform at the correspondent ball or whatever it was,
the White House folks.
The White House folks. So this is all the White House folks get to go. And this guy Lewis Black, I mean, he's just known for saying
fuck
over and over. So he was going to do this whole show at the Kennedy Center, and the Kennedy Center wouldn't let him. They said you can perform here, but you can't say that you performed here for HBO. Right, so you cannot say that you performed here at the Kennedy Center on HBO. You can't say the word Kennedy Center because you say the word fuck too much. And then he got invited to actually do his whole shtick before George Bush. And this guy, he's all political, and everything he says is fuck.
Right.
Usually followed by George Bush.
Something. George Bush. I mean, but in all fairness, he could care less. He doesn't seem to be a particularly Democrat, Republican. He just seems to lambast everybody. Anyhow, you got to watch it.
The guy that we were actually, last time we were talking about.
C.K. Lewis.
C.K. Lewis is the guy we were talking about who is also hilarious.
Yes.
And we watch, he's on Netflix. His thing's on Netflix. And this guy is just raw. I mean.
Oh, yeah. He's raw.
He
makes
fun of his 12-year-old daughter. Honestly, the guy...
His five-year-old daughter.
The five-year-old daughter. He starts talking about how they were playing hide-and-go-seek and how she walks up to the wall and stands against it, you know, like in a position like she's hiding against the wall. And then he steps back and gives this narrative of, my five-year-old daughter, what the fuck? You think that you're invisible? You think that you defy the laws of us being able to see you standing there?
Let me tell you, how dumb
do you think I really am? I'm your father! You know, he like goes off on this whole
thing. Anyone that's ever had a five-year-old can totally relate to this guy.
Yeah,
we're like, oh, that's so true! Every bit comes out of his mouth is true.
Yeah.
The funniest
just
one
all
I...
of us, the rest of us, never saying anything.
The funniest one I heard was Gilbert Gottfried talking about how he got invited to speak in front of this like women's group, and he ended up just said, giving them their money back. he went through his routine, and they were just like, and he's like, well, that's my routine. So.
Yeah, it is what it is.
It is what it is.
That's my favorite line. When somebody starts yelling at you about something, you just go, hey, it is what it is.
Like you hired me.
Yeah. Yeah. It's your fault.
And Gilbert says, you know, the more appalled they got, the more he went for it.
Yeah.
More blood in the water, man.
Yeah.
You know, that sounds a lot like me when I was in college. Taylor had this girlfriend at one point, and I would absolutely...
You said that like it's the only girlfriend he ever had.
No. She
never had this girlfriend at one point.
She was... Wait a minute. Let me digress and say that she was just a long-term one. And is friends with many of us. But the deal is that at one point in my life, I would fixate myself upon her facial expression. And the worse the facial expressions got, the better I got.
Yeah.
As far as I was concerned, right?
I want to roll.
Yeah. I am really pissing this bitch off right now. I am all about it. And then I end up being really good friends with her later on in life and realize, God, I was such a cocksucker.
That way, yeah. She's seen the worst of me, so.
It's all good.
Button on there?
No.
It probably is, but it doesn't work.
Hey, guys. Hey, but I must say, guys, that Taylor and I have a I must speak for myself. I have a blast.
Well, that would be the first time.
Yes. Yes. But most of the time I have to speak for both of us because one of us doesn't speak. But
that's the chicken and the egg theory, man.
but the truth is that Taylor and I, it's been, I mean, we're going on like 8 months now, right? We've been coming on with you guys, isn't it?
Something? You guys are practically married.
And
going steady, at least.
I got it with you guys. Does that mean that you two are together?
He doesn't listen.
So you guys have a non-functional, non-speaking relationship, and Snoop and I just yell at each other all the time?
I'm pretty sure that they've opened it up to any two consenting adults. Four consenting adults. So
I definitely need to draw the line there.
Wait a minute. All I'm saying. We have an absolute blast with you guys,
yeah,
and we look forward to it every Wednesday. We get to come on with you guys. You know, we talk about it at work all day, and then we make the decision about when we're going to go to eat, what we're going to talk about, and stuff. But the truth of the matter is, it's a great time getting here with you guys.
Yeah, we enjoy it. We look forward to it, and I was glad that I could count on you guys to step it up a little bit earlier today.
Yeah, no worries. We got here, we couldn't help with the technical side. Well, Taylor might have been able to, but he didn't help.
I just need somebody to come here with Peter, because I can just see him going,
oh, hey, man.
Oh, man.
hey, play that guitar, dude.
Peter pulled like a champ.
Yeah, Peter pulled it off.
Make some music, man.
Hey, music man, play that thing.
I'll tell you what, with the day I had today, it all could have been a lot worse.
Play that funky music, my boy.
I the kids home all day. Seems they didn't sleep all last night. I'm on fumes. When Swoop said, I'm going to be late, I was like,
oh, shit.
I very nearly said, just cancel the show. Rerun. I'm like, is there another way we can play last week's show?
I was
tonight?
All day long, it was like this. First of all.
Are you doing chocolate chip dancers right now?
Yes,
he is.
Yeah, you are. Yeah.
Are we allowed to talk about it?
Yeah, we are. It's out now. Catch out of the bag.
It's out there.
The show is.
YouTube.
Yeah. If you want to watch Swoop shake his ass.
In all the other parts.
You should see us rowing together, right? People back away. We need movement room, you know? We can't sit too close to each other. It might cause a problem. There might be some kind of, unsettling of the earth. Waves in Marine Stadium start happening.
They set up like it's a flight. The exits are there.
Yeah, and here. And if we suck all the action out of the room, secure your own mouth before you hear it.
Turn the music up.
Turn off the music. Stop talking.
Oh, my God. We were in the first episode of this show, and the way it works is we won the first round, and then we danced off against the winner of the second round, and the day the show airs, the audience votes, and whoever wins that, they'll announce it that night. You text in and win the prize. If you win the prize, you go on and go again the next week.
When does it air?
October 26th at 10 o'clock on VH1.
Nice.
Dance Cam Slam. Hey, I don't name them. I just
perform it.
Yeah.
Tuesday, right?
Tuesday night, yeah. Tuesday night. 10 o'clock. And,
put on your calendar.
We'll be reminding you frequently. Between now and then.
I think we should set up a watch party somewhere.
We should I don't know, man.
I'm officially laying this out there. There will be a watching party at the Sealand Residence.
Yes!
That's at the Stony Brook Villas in Long Beach, California. The Stoner Brook, as we like to call it. Come on over, take a rip, watch the show, do whatever you want to do, have a good time.
See, three big guys shaking and grooving.
Yeah, but if Swoop's there and Taylor and Swoop and I are all sitting on the couch, you better bring a chair.
Perfect. Please take it.
preferably not one of plastic.
preferably not a plastic one. You're over 225 pounds.
Oh, my right. We took a picture today. Speaking back, put it up.
Hey, so tonight, on our way here, Taylor and I went to the Congregation House.
Huh? What'd you say?
It was...
See, that's See,
that's the exact impression that I had. He's like, got in there, and I got all stoked and pumped up for it. I'm like, Taylor, man, look at all the beers they have on tap. Look at all the beers they have in the refrigerators. Oh, my God, Taylor, this place has got
to
be good.
They have
ribeye burgers. They have duck sausages. Oh, my God, this place has got
to
be good.
They have to have at least $20,000 worth of beer in inventory in the restaurant.
But like, then...
lots and lots of hoops.
I had a... What tends to be the contemporary type serving of food, which is not what I contemporarily like, which is this little burger that was just...
Did you have the ribeye?
I had the ribeye burger. It was good, but it wasn't... But I mean, I'd rather go to Golden Burger and get a double bacon cheeseburger. I'm just saying.
I'd rather snatch that ribeye before it gets to the grinder.
Yeah.
Throw it on the grill
and
for
then
2 minutes and eat it.
Taylor had a duck, had this duck and bacon sausage.
I've had them both.
The look... I looked at it, and it looked subpar. I mean, there was like...
It tasted great.
All I'm saying is that for the amount of money... For the amount of money that we're talking about, I ordered a Belgian beer, yes, but should it be $20 a bottle?
Well, the Belgian beer was also 11% alcohol, which is basically a bottle of wine, because it was 750 milliliters. So you consider that you're buying the almost exact equivalent of a bottle of wine. You don't spend less than $20 on a bottle of wine in any restaurant.
Not a decent bottle.
No.
Right.
No.
If you bear that in mind.
Yeah. Here's my thing.
I have been there, but every time Soup's ever spoken about it, he has that same
look.
Look.
He
wants to tell me it's great and I should go there.
It has
and then he's
a ton
like,
of potential. The place has a ton of potential. And
that's it. That's it.
And
potential.
The thing is, the prices on the food weren't bad, but it's just everything is a la carte. So
yeah, but see, if I pay $4 for fries, don't stick them in the same freaking basket as my burger. And give me a little handful of freaking Belgian fries. Give me a basket of fries.
No, I agree.
Well, they must have heard your complaint because they've changed that. Because we got a whole separate basket of fries from his burger.
Bitches.
Taylor.
Well, hey, you know,
Taylor
you
and I. Taylor and I had one bottle of Belgian, a burger, a sausage, and some fries, and it was $50 by the time we tipped.
God, I'm so glad I didn't pay attention to the tab.
Now, I'm just saying.
You should be stuffed when you leave.
I should have had
the ribeye.
Huge,
the ribeye burger was good.
It was tasty, but it was.
It's a size.
Yeah, I mean, it would be happy with a Ugandan child. But with me,
Ugandan child's like, oh, no more.
Yeah, no more. I mean, three quarters. I'm totally okay. And I'm like, Jesus Christ, where's the pastrami?
Oh, share with my brothers.
All I'm saying is the hat.
You're killing me, man.
Yeah, I know. I got to admit, everybody on the radio, listen up. If you've never been to a hat, hurry up, make it to one. Look it up online. But every time I mention it in front of Swoop, his jaw drops, his tongue falls out, and just salivates. And he's like, he always tells me, you're killing me, man.
Yeah,
you're killing me.
I've been to the hat for like 5 years now with the wet fries.
Man, the chili cheese fries with the pastrami sandwich with extra pickles and mustard. Oh.
Everything at the hat's good, man.
Yeah. I love how when you unwrap the sandwich, the pastrami is all over the place. I mean, it's just falling out of the sandwich. There's more in the sandwich. So what you do, the secret is, you take the sandwich and then you grab it and you dump the extra pastrami on top of your chili cheese fries and you get your chili cheese pastrami.
Have you
fries.
Been to Johnny's Pastrami?
Oh, yeah.
I have not.
Oh, yeah.
I have not.
Okay, yeah, Tracy's work out that way. Yeah.
That, hands down, the best.
It's Silver City.
I was on the East Coast.
Actually,
right?
Silver City.
And that is hands down the best.
Well, I will not.
I'm a big pastrami
fan. I'm sorry, man. I think the hat's probably got the best pastrami in the world.
You haven't been to Johnny's
Pastrami. All right, we're going to have a pastrami tournament.
All right.
Pastrami's, man.
We're going to have to do a taste
test.
Bring
cash, though. Bring cash.
Speaking of contests, Taylor and I are starting to look at putting together
the 2010 LB Food Review Christmas Crawl, which we've...
Wait a minute,
because you aren't listening yet.
Oh, you're right.
We just discussed it, and you must have forgot.
What did I tell you about putting your stuff out over there, man?
Listen, what we're going to do is we're asking our readers to please tell us what kind of Christmas crawl you like. Because the last 2 years, we've done it on Second Street, and it's been in the evening, because we wanted all of our friends that worked on Saturdays and stuff to be able to make it. Well, the biggest complaint is that bar crawls need to be done during the day. At midnight, you're passed out in your own bed and not trying to figure out how to get home. So
at midnight, we were still trying to figure out how to get into a bar.
Yeah. That was when Shannon told us that they wanted us to come but then didn't let us in the door. Remember that? Anyhow.
What?
Yeah, Shannon's Bayshore is the shittiest bar on Second Street.
But you can still shoot the roof.
Yeah. Well, I was all about it.
Love to shoot the root.
I had 20 people standing outside their bar, and all they wanted to do was shoot the root so that we can move on. And the bouncer said, "You have too many people, and it's too late. We're not letting you in here."
The dirtiest freaking bar to face it.
Your feet stick. You can walk on the ceiling after walking on the floor.
And they wouldn't let you in.
No.
What, I got standards now?
Yeah. And then the other one that happened was Barry's Beach Shack. They decided that they wanted to be part of our Christmas crawl, and then 2 days before the crawl, called me and said, "Hey, man, there's a UFC fight on. We don't want you guys to come that night."
Well, go out of business.
And go out of business and become a restaurant that everybody thinks we still suck. So anyway, what we want to know is what I'd kind of like
to do. Positive stuff only thing doesn't apply to the radio.
Not to the radio. What I'd kind of like to sometimes people just have to call it as it is. But I'd kind of like to do a Christmas crawl this year. And, I mean, I don't know what you and Peter think about this because we'd like you to attend. I'd really like to, you know, rent the Big Red Bus and do a Long Beach dive bar pub crawl, you know, where we hit, like, the Annex, we hit the Thirsty Isle, we hit Joe Joe's.
There we go.
And
did we die?
No, we were choppy for a
second. We hit Wardlow Station.
The problem
would be like the problem with that is Tracy's.
Tracy's really a dive bar. It's kind of,
dude, that place is dirty. It's a dive bar.
It's kind of a teetery.
Well, but you can get
I'll call
food
it a
there.
Wobbler.
But
yeah,
you can get food there, but you know I'd rather have a special and a pickled egg. I know that you
the,
don't.
The problem with Long Beach is it has a. It's beyond the limit. You have to make three trips. You know, the limit of dive bars in Long Beach would take about we have a week's worth of.
I totally agree, but we're not asking you what your favorite dive bar is. Take, you know,
just the highlight.
The highlight.
The best of the worst.
The best of the worst.
I discovered one thing that I really, really, really love about the Wardlow Station. Okay, when you go to most dive bars that serve big-ass beers, now that you IPA, big-ass beers, okay, they usually don't serve hard alcohol. And if they do serve hard alcohol, then beer is very secondary and they don't really give a shit about giving you a good serving or giving a crap what they have on tap. But Wardlow Station has good beers on tap, and they serve you the large-ass mug for $5, dude. Like $5 for this huge beer. And you know what? Taylor and I rep a couple bars in Long Beach, and believe me, they don't have $5 large beers.
On Monday nights they do.
On Monday nights they do. That's another plug we need to give. Come on into the Annex on Monday nights for Monday Night Football, as they have $5 large schooners and $5 roast beef sandwiches.
Bum, bum, bum,
and
bum.
All the games on large television.
Dunk.
Now, I understand the Annex is morphed into a sports bar. It's not really a dive bar anymore.
That's just a matter of semantics. But
the only thing... If
you can have the shoe in both feet, if you want to Meg Whitman
or the feet in both shoes.
That's fine, though.
I'm sorry. Anyhow... The Annex is a great bar. It's a great bar. It's in Long Beach. They serve Pabst Blue Ribbon in a large schooner.
PBR.
It, yeah. I mean, it gives you gas, but it's okay.
That's the pickled egg talking.
Oh, okay. But the roast beef sandwiches there are really good, and the whole thing's great. And if you want, you know, the same guy owns half the annex owns the Thirsty Isle, so it's kind of the same deal, you know, large beers and whatnot. But what I was saying is that the Wardlow Station's the shit. Because they serve large beers, they serve hard alcohol, and they serve food, and they have the non-PETA approved lobster claw.
Yeah. They're trying to take the fun out of everything, man.
Yeah.
They can't even go lobster hunting in a 3x3 foot tank anymore without PETA crawling up your backside telling you not to enjoy your life.
As far as I'm concerned, PETA stands for people eating tasty animals.
I'm just saying there's no damn difference between that lobster chilling out in that tank waiting to get scooped up by the claw from that lobster sitting in the tank at the grocery store behind the seafood counter waiting to get plucked by the dude with the metal.
I knew a guy had a t-shirt that said, meat is murder, but it tastes so damn good.
Yeah. The way that I feel about it, is the claw going down, you don't have much of a chance. You know, I think that people could dig the claw in the tank where they're all buried on top of each other, and the guy just reaches in and goes, you want this one?
I used to work at a restaurant where we sold 200 or 300 pounds of lobster a day.
Nice.
And sometimes we sold it in 25-pound increments. I've seen 25-pound lobsters. Lobsters that claws were...
So
no one can see this, but we're talking claws that were almost 8-9 inches across.
Aren't those lobsters like 30 years old?
I have no idea. All I know is I killed them and I've served them. And,
probably
some of
those lobsters that
are
like 30 years
old. They're not. Yeah. But
that's what she said.
If you like, if you like lobster, they're tasty. And they, pounds, it will serve about 12 people.
Yeah.
Oh, are you?
I'm going to take it.
Okay. I need to.
Today, I was watching Man vs.
Steve. Diane doesn't really like it when I watch Food Network before dinner.
No, then I'm like, come on, man. What are we going to eat? But anyhow.
I got you up.
No. Are you here?
No, I'm blind. But
that's
not. Okay.
Oh, man, the connection was reset.
That was
nice.
That's
why then.
Awesome. Okay. What are we on? Okay, anyway. So, on Man vs. Food, Taylor and I were talking about this today. Now, Swoop, you and I don't know, I would call us fat. But anyways, you know, we're big guys. People think that big guys can just eat a lot of food at one sitting because you're a big guy. Well, if that's what you think, you're wrong because it's just called a slow metabolism. At least that's what I like to blame it on. But anyhow,
you're a big bone.
Yeah, well, that too. Diane does like that. But anyways, the fact of the matter is...
That's what she said.
The fact of the matter is that I watched this guy on a show, this Adam guy.
Adam Zimmer.
Adam whatever his name is.
Zimmer.
No, that's not the same guy. Is it Adam Zimmer? Is
Adam Richmond?
Adam Richmond, the guy in Man's Food. And he ate a burrito that had a pound of pulled pork, pound of beans and a pound of coleslaw wrapped in four tortillas, and then ate half a pound of macaroni and cheese and half a pound of banana pudding, all of this, and he had an hour to eat it, and he ate it in 40 minutes. Okay? How the fuck did he do it? Where did that go? Where do you put 5 pounds worth of food?
I'm standing by my previous statement that he has a colostomy bag in his pants, crapping while he eats, because there's no human way to put 5 pounds of food in here without it starting to come out. Pound number three. How old is this guy?
How old? 35.
Because at age 20, I could have done that.
Really?
But, oh, no, I definitely could have done that.
I
could not do that now.
I mean, I when I was rowing in college, we would row at 4 in the morning or whatever, right. And I once calculated that, you know, the advantage of a college education is I could calculate what my caloric consumption was. Mm-hmm. I was consuming 12 to 15,000 calories for breakfast.
In the box.
Yeah, I mean, you don't need to calculate it. Come on.
No, it's that, you know.
You know what? I will be honest, though.
But I couldn't do it now.
Taylor was a witness to this. We witnessed our friend Ben Cleveland put away 10,000 calories in probably an evening after work.
Well, the numbers I'm not sure of, but he did go from the McDonald's drive-thru straight to the In-N-Out drive-thru. And was liberal in his ordering.
Yeah, I could totally do that.
Yeah.
Then. I can't do it now.
I could do it now, but I wouldn't eat tomorrow.
Yeah.
I could stock up.
But you could tell me this guy's near 40, 35 something.
Yeah, and
that's the crazy thing.
Well, no, but the funny thing is, at the beginning of the show, he says, I am not a professional eater. I'm just a man that likes to eat.
Yeah.
He might not think he's a professional.
He gets paid to eat.
He does get paid to chow as much food as humanly possible and then some.
I mean, on one of the episodes, the one that he eats the David Jones locker, it's 7 pounds of seafood.
Yeah.
Mussels,
different though.
Mussels, clams, bits and shrimps, and then
the
shrimp.
How many times have we gone to a sushi bar and I swear to God I've eaten 50 pounds worth of food because it comes in such little pieces that you're just snacking for hours.
But shrimp, seafood is generally speaking very low in fat. So you're talking about, you might be consuming a lot of calories, but it's not so heavy.
But no, I'm talking about pounds. I'm talking about weight of food.
I don't think one time I saw him do a competition where he was eating, he was trying to break the record for eating the most mussels. And
mussels, or was it this one where he ate all the oysters on the half? Hey,
man,
you're not doing oysters.
As fast as the guy could shuck them. And the guy could shuck them and got it. He was
shucking his hand.
And he had to eat so many within a certain amount of time, and he couldn't break the record.
It was like 7 dozen or something like
that. Yeah, and he couldn't do it. He couldn't even do that.
I mean, it's just, you know, I love to eat, and I am a big guy, but I cannot eat 5 pounds of food.
Well, you know what, when they make it all the way out.
Taylor's making
5 pounds of food.
I'm just saying, I can out-eat this guy 9 times out of 10, and we have different body types. I'm going to put it euphemistically like that. We have different body types.
What the fuck are you saying?
I'm saying I'm not as fat as you. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I was trying to figure out the push. You called me out on it, so here it is.
Yeah.
Kobayashi ate 10 times as many hot dogs as the fridge did in less time. And the fridge, you know, William, the refrigerator Perry, giant man that he was, still is, I guess. He's not dead. He ate like 10 hot dogs in that contest that he was on. And the little fuckers can plow it in.
Yeah, but
they've got some stretching.
The Super Bowl rings, what do they actually get?
Same hot dog eating title, and now a criminal record.
You know, it's nice to know that the kid has some spit in his inside, you know, some gravel in his gut.
Who knew they had to sign exclusivity?
Oh
my God, we got to have a life.
That's why Adam says he's not a professional eater. He has no desire to be part of that scene.
He's got a contract with, he's on the Food Network.
He's on the Food Network. No, Adam's on the Travel Channel.
Travel Channel, yeah.
Yeah, and as far as I'm concerned, the person that's got the best job in the world is Anthony Bourdain.
Hell yeah.
The guy travels all over the world. Just in little towns with some 80-year-old grandmother cooking him a meal.
Oh, this is just so beautiful. This is so great. He doesn't
have to do what all these other idiots have to do to get on television. I like shove thousands of pounds of meat down your throat.
You have to eat the poop shit. They got poop shit. You see the time he was just like, he was in some place in freaking Africa, and I ate the freaking oyster, the ostrich that they cooked in the dirt.
No,
and he said,
probably would have bombed
it. He goes, one of the worst shows he ever did. And then he goes to Jamaica, and he goes, I can tell you, you talk about anything you're going to talk about. talk about you guys. And the only thing I talk about is the big elephant in the room. he's a horseman. I mean, he's one of the funniest guys.
When I was a kid, I really wanted to be Jeff Smith, the Frugivore. I mean, remember the guy he used to have the show?
I never knew he was a chef. Who knew?
Who knew?
I love him.
Yeah, he knew how to cook. I don't really care if he diddled children on the side. I don't even care. Everybody should have a hobby. Really good pot there. But the point of the matter is, It's for my glaucoma. No, it's for my anorexia. Oh, dude just spit out his beer. It came out his nose. It was off.
That's how you know this stuff works.
Yeah.
This stuff is medicinal.
I went from throwing up after every meal to now I am 60 pounds overweight. It is just absolutely amazing shit. But
if Sarah Carpenter only lived.
Oh, man. But the truth of the matter is that, you know, I believe that businesses that are operating legally, Taylor and I had a big discussion about this on the way up here, that businesses that are operating legally at a time when they're legal, if they change the law, they should grandfather these businesses that have been operating for a couple of years, you know, so that they shouldn't even be involved in lottery. They're an operating business. With a business license, they are legally in business.
That's been my stance on any business, not even with these dispensaries. Anybody who's been operating a business legally, with regards to the business, has been, and the city comes around and changes the law, should be grandfathered in.
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe in coming along after the fact and going, we don't like what you're doing, whether it's selling bicycle tires or whatever it is, and kicking them out.
Yeah,
grandfather it, and you know, you can't transfer it or whatever, or somebody else can't come in behind you or whatever, but as long as you're there, you know, you want to drag it out and let's
just... But the argument the cities make in this very specific instance is that it's never legal to begin with, and I think that's the wedge they use.
Well, then why didn't they shut them down?
And that's where I am. I agree.
It's not even about shutting them down. They knew they were open enough. They should have just said no.
No, right. Zone them out or what have you.
Yeah.
Send the feds, whatever it takes. I mean, but if they weren't going to let them in, they should have let them in. I agree.
We're down to 1 minute, guys. So, hey, as always, it's a fun time. Yeah, I hear you. 60 seconds. we used a full 2 hours this time.
You know, it's great.
Yeah.
It makes my week, man. The rest of my week could be great because I got to sit here with the three of you guys and have a wonderful time.
We had a wonderful time. We had a great time with Raspin and Rommel. Check out Raspin Store, raspin.com. We're going to have some stuff on Facebook and Twitter. You're supposed to give me 4 CDs to give away, but you forgot, I think. But we will have some
I'm playing with this one.
I got this one.
We'll have some stuff up there to give away for you. We'll be back next week. Another edition of The Buzz, I believe. And follow us on Facebook, Twitter. Leave us a comment. Send us an email, cheeseworld@gmail.com. Go to LB Food Review. Read the latest review. They have Panini, which I love Panini Grill. It's on Redondo. Read that. Leave a comment. And we'll see you again, La Beach. Thanks a lot. So, pal.
Not
good night.
Good night.